learning experience. We're taking baby steps, not giant steps. And we're going to have to continue on that and try and build on this weekend for what we have coming up in our next four games against Michigan at home and then on the road against Minnesota.
And Michigan's going to be a challenge, too. They're always talented. You know that. It's usually up and down hockey when you're playing the Wolverines.
Yeah, and you know what? I think you'll see what you just said. The games that we had at Yost, I thought we played really well on Friday night and then came back on Saturday and they found a way to get it done on Saturday, but I thought we played a pretty good road series. And anytime you're playing anybody in the Big Ten, as you saw tonight, State goes back and beats Michigan. Notre Dame takes care of Minnesota at Minnesota. I think you described it as a rock fight. There's going to be quite a few of those here as we get through the back half of the season.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time. Have a good Sunday.
Thanks, fellas.
Sure. Mike Hastings, Badgers head coach downstairs following Wisconsin's 2-2 tie against Long Island. The problem is it feels a little bit like a loss, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different than the game at Wrigley Field. I mean, as much as it was going into overtime and you're hoping to get the tie, all of a sudden you got nothing with 1.4 seconds left. It's a kick in the gut.
The Badgers and Long Island, a 2-2 overtime tie. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, so Wisconsin and Long Island play to a 2-2 overtime draw. Highlights are next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Annual face-off against cancer night here tonight at the Kohl Center as UW recognized the work of local doctors in the fight against cancer. And we remember those that we've lost or those that are battling the dreaded disease. A decent crowd on hand here tonight. Almost 10,000 fans, they announced, on the box score for Wisconsin and Long Island. The Badgers beat the Sharks last night 6-3. It wasn't that simple here tonight. Here are the calls of the game. Left wing now, Morrissey, slot Mosley, back to Morrissey, 2 seconds to go on the power play. Morrissey, Mosley, far side, Finley, he scores! Quinn Finley! Played for the Powell River Kings in the BCHL. Oh, they win the puck free, and there's Muller! Little head and shoulder fake in the slot, he beats Scarfoni, it's 1-1. Scholl with a steal in the offensive zone, Sawyer Scholl with it straight away, looking, shooting, he scores! Oh, High slot, shot by Purdian, tipped in by Zeri. It's even again. Look out, Nelson looking for Perrin and White. Open, oh, Scarfoni leaning left, makes a great stop, falls back on the puck and lays on it to get a whistle. Oh, what a save by Tommy Scarfoni. Pass by Fox, finds Brimmer, can't get a shot off, out high, and Scarfoni again, leaning right outside his crease, denies Perrin in with a long-range shot.
You know, Ian Perrin named Tommy Scarfoni the number one star of the game. Scarfoni only made 19 saves, but he made sure that it was an overtime game because he stopped those two stops he made in the third period, especially against Purdian when it was a face-off win, and you know, he's wide open, and he makes a heck of a stop to keep it a 2-2 game.
He seems to be able to win the scrambles, to say the least, and you know, I think the hockey terminology is he made more acrobatic saves than he did fundamental saves.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do both, you deserve to be number one star in my book.
Yeah. Again, recapping the scoring, the Badgers got the lead in the first period. Quinn Finley, his 18th goal of the season at 15:35 from Ryland Mosley and Gavin Morrissey. Wisconsin had a 1-0 lead after one and had outshot the Sharks 12-6. Problem was the Badgers only had 8 shots on goal in the second and third periods combined and 12 shots on goal over the final 45 minutes of the game to finish with only 24 shots on goal. Chad Muller tied it for Long Island at 10:46 of the second period, his fourth goal of the year. That made it 1-1. Badgers regained the lead less than 2 minutes later as Sawyer Scholl scored his third of the season at 12:37 from Jack Phelan, but then Josh Zeri tied it late in the second period at 16:02, his seventh this season from Purdian and Pirinen. And then after the rest of the scoreless third period in overtime, it's a 2-2 overtime tie, the final. Penalties, both teams 4 for 8 minutes. Both teams, Wisconsin was, they said 0-for-3 on the power play, but they had one in overtime, so they were 0-for-4 on the power play. So was Long Island here tonight. The Badgers ended up winning 39 of 69 faceoffs. Gavin Morrissey, 17 out of 26. He does everything well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, and you know, when he's in the zone like that, it's hard not to play him every other shift or,
right.
or put him on a different special teams or put him at center when your other two wingers are too tired. He doesn't ever seem to run out of gas, and he's definitely got the enthusiasm that you would love to have from your freshman center. But when he's on a roll like that, all of a sudden Lindmark is sometimes not taking defensive zone faceoffs, and when you've got Morrissey out there, you've got just as good an opportunity to win it. So, yeah, hats off to him. He's playing real well right now. Yeah,
again, Josh Zeri and Chad Muller both scored for Long Island. Ty Outen finished with 22 saves. He gets a tie for his efforts tonight. Outen's record is 5-3-1. Long Island leaves Long Island leaves town with a record against Division I opponents of 10-10-2. Quinn Finley and Sawyer Scholl scored tonight for the Badgers. Finley, a team-high 6 shots on goal. Tommy Scarfoni, 19 saves. He also settles for a tie. His record now 9-8-2. Wisconsin, 10-12-2. Overall, 9,699 paid to watch the Badgers and Long Island skate to a 2-2 overtime draw. We'll wrap things up in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So, I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI. to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Damn. I hope they can rest up for Michigan, because it will be just as intense and just as emotional as this game was. And regardless of whether they're an independent team or a non-independent team, or a league team, excuse me,
yep,
the emotion is still there. A hockey player wants to win no matter what.
Sure.
Wisconsin and Michigan next weekend. A Friday night's game will start at 7. Saturday's game at 7:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. You may recall these teams met at the middle of December. Badgers went to Ann Arbor and beat the 8th-ranked Wolverines 4-0 and then rallied to force overtime before losing 3-2. So wouldn't be surprised if we see a couple of close games again next weekend, too.
Two things before I go, because I just wrote them down on my candy box.
Yeah.
My sincere appreciation to Face Off Against Cancer.
Yes.
It has affected me personally at the UW Carbone Center, and I can't say enough good things about the people at Carbone. Secondly, if my sister streamed the game and I did not wish her a happy birthday today, I will be in the doghouse for the rest of the year.
All right.
Happy birthday, Pixie.
Happy birthday, Pixie. Ian, nice job. Darren McDermott, thanks for your work at Learfield in Jefferson City, Missouri. The Badgers and Long Island here tonight. The final score was 2-2. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You're all that I have.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with the Lower Fifth and Hope, one of my favorite songs that we play here on Max Inc. Radio. Hope you're doing well. It's the Max Inc. Top 41 most played songs in 2024. Coming in at number 34, it's Where Is the Key? They're a great hard rock band out of Madison here. They have a couple of shows coming up Friday, January 24th at Retro City Rockade in Janesville. Then on the 31st, they're going to be at the X-Ray Arcade in Cudahy. And finally, on February 1st, up in Portage, Wisconsin, they'll be at Studio 301. Here is their Keys Echoes at number 34. Smack Sync's top 41 most played songs of 2024.
Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
Yeah!
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the known unknowns. Here we go. Checking in at number 35 on the Max Inc. Top 41 most played songs in 2024. That was from their debut EP that was released in 2024. And of course, that's Darwin in that band from the Frequency. I'm Jimmy Case, the top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio in 2024. At number 32, it's Katie Scullin and Unfailing.
So want to see me. I told you once or twice, and I don't believe me. I could have had a vice, could have lived a free bee, but I can't say that I can't doubt. I take your ankle for all these curts and wigs.
Maxine Top 41, most played songs in 2024. That's Amelia Ford from Green Bay, Wisconsin. That song is called Loyal. You know, when Amelia visited live in the Lair, she put on one heck of a performance. And that podcast is available right now at MaxInkRadio.com or on the MaxInk Radio page at CivicMedia.us. I'm Jimmy Kay. We're cruising through this countdown. We're going to pause for a second. Let me tell you the countdown is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Also by the Lazy Oaf Lounge here in Madison. Great food, awesome drink specials, live music, karaoke, the whole nine yards. TheLazyOafLounge.com to view their menu. Hey, coming up, we got music on the way from Jaden James. We'll do some German art students, Dana Perry. It's the top 41 songs of most played music here on Max Inc. Radio in 2024.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. Around about journeys that end with a start. Karma duties to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Just trying to find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I can. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust. Like a shiny new metal that reflects, then it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. That stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but I won't give up the war. Like a moth to a flame, my curse back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. Is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet.
boys with that talk in those TVs. All through my head they fly past me. With a line to the satellite, then back to the ground. And anywhere I roam, I'm sure to be found. And it seems like sometimes it's just what I need. Till it's happening, we've all been carried away. Just chill, everybody, wait for that sound. Someday you'll be found. Show me a perfect world and how it's supposed to be. All I'll do is just try to see. Show me a true love and I know we'll all stay kind. These dreams keep running round and round in my mind. And it seems like sometimes it's just what I need to explain me. Don't you forget what you've seen. Just chill, everybody, take a look around. Someday you'll be found. That won't go away. And I got my reasons, man, I'll never change. You know it's getting harder and harder each day, yeah. With that talk in those TVs, all through my head they fly past me. With a line to the satellite, then back to the ground. And anywhere I roam, I'm sure to be found. And it seems like sometimes it's just what I need. Till it's blinding me, don't you forget what you see. Just chill, everybody, take a look around. Someday you'll be found. Oh, someday we'll be found. No, someday we'll be found. Oh, someday we'll be found.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Top 41 most played songs in 2024. That was number 29, Old Soul Society and Someday. The Mascot Theory before that at number 30 with The Best Is Yet to Come. It sure is. The Best Is Yet to Come. I'm Jimmy K. Rob Roberts is coming in after 10 o'clock. To continue the countdown, he'll have the number one song for you just before midnight tonight. How about some punk rock and roll out of Madison, Wisconsin at number 28? It's Eddie 8 Dynamite and Girlfriend on page 43.
Dimensional, it doesn't matter, girl, I can't get you out of my head. You pose for the Sears catalog, but I think that you pose for me. I fell in love with you, now you know it's true, my girl, friend of age 43.
Beautiful voice of Jaden James on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Number 27 in the Max Inc. Top 41 most played songs in 2024. Jaden James, You've Got This Way. Eddie A. Dynamite before that with Girlfriend on page 43. Let's do number 26. It's the German art students in Punk Rock Car.
She drives around in her punk rock car. She stays in the city and doesn't go far. Punches the clutch, hits the accelerator. In a cloud of dust she shouts,
I'll see you later.
There's a tape deck in the dash. The Ramones, the Pixies, the Fleetings, and the Clash. She's driving real safe, she doesn't want to smash. She's gotta go to work, she's gone in a flash. She's going to her job in the punk rock car. Mixed
tapes on the floor in the punk rock car. They're going to a show in the punk rock car. Punk rock car, punk rock car, punk rock car, punk rock car, punk rock car. Packs and her friends, they're going to a show. Their faces are lit up by the dashboard glow. The car is paid for, nobody is owed. Freedom and fun, either car go. She's gotta go to work in the punk rock car. She's giving people rides in the punk rock car. There are coins on the floor in the punk rock car. Punk rock car, punk rock car. Color like November sky gray. Who's your dude sticker on display? She's on her way! Pick me up at 10:30. I don't know if I can call you again. It's my last quarter. My last quarter. Pick me up at 10:30. I don't know if I can call you again. It's my last quarter. My last quarter. Hey, pick me up at 10:30. I don't know if I can call you again, 'cause it's my last quarter. We'll be right back.
can't pause the movie. Maybe I can erupt the seas.
Top 41 of the most played songs in 2024. That's Dana Perry and Everything Is Moving at number 25. German Art Students before that at number 26 with Punk Rock Car. Hey, thanks for listening to my part of the show. Rob Roberts is coming up next. He will have number 23 through number 1. That number 1 song should come right around midnight. Tune in next week to Max Inc. Radio. I'm trying to get them Cooley Boys booked for an interview. Also, Or Does It Explode will be in studio. Talk about their brand new album release. And I might have a Valentine's Day show announcement for you next weekend. Stick around for that. But right now, number 24, it's our good friend, the Master of Mayhem, Mr. Mickey Magnum. I still believe in rock and roll. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tops out, I had the windows down, I was going for a drive. In the Still of the Night was my favorite track on that White Snake cassette tape. With those empty X's and an Alpine deck, man, it just sounded great. But I still believe in rock and roll. Video arcade. That's where we spent all of our time and cash. Soon as we got paid, playing asteroids and crystal castles, gunning for that high score. We had radical times there with our friends, and we couldn't ask for more. I still believe in rock and roll.
forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch.
President-elect Trump, how are you feeling?
President-elect Trump arriving at Dulles Airport ahead of Monday's inauguration. The forecast has ceremonies moving indoors, CBS's Erica Brown explains.
Rather than holding the key inaugural events outside the Capitol, President-elect Donald Trump will take the oath of office and deliver his address inside the building's historic rotunda. Citing the Arctic blast sweeping parts of the country, Trump ordered the ceremonies indoors, saying he doesn't want to see people hurt or injured in any way.
Thousands of people marched in the nation's capital today, some protesting Trump's election, many supporting broader causes.
I don't think we can afford to relax, and everyone has to draw inspiration to keep being involved, and sometimes that's helped by being in a large crowd of dedicated people who are